And I like to touch base with our local municipalities once a month, and today it's the town of Apton. Administrator Violet Sanderson live in studio this morning. Violet, good morning. How are you today?
Great, Dal. How are you? Or Duke, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. You just say a name with a D and it'll be close enough. Now, I appreciate you coming in and give us an update. What's happening with the town of Apton?
So we have some fun things going on. For those people that haven't witnessed over at Starview Park, we've got the ice skating rink over there. So we've moved it off of the pond over at the golf course and put it there. It's been used a ton so far.
Good.
And so that's been really fun. So thank you to the Apton Volunteer Fire Department and our maintenance crews for, keeping it nice so people can go and skate on there, and the volunteer fire department comes and they dump the water on there to make it nice and pristine. So it's been a really great thing. And then also the town of Apton over at the town hall, we have a bin of skates that people can come and check out. So you just have to sign a little equipment use agreement form and you can take those, rent those out for your kiddos or for yourself to enjoy that ice over there. And we're also asking if anybody has, old skates at home in a closet that they're not using and they'd be willing to donate to us so we can help other people enjoy that ice out there. We would love to take those from you.
Very cool. Now, I've ice skated once in my life, and I think I was about 7. Are you teaching lessons, I guess? Is that the question?
Not now.
No lessons? Okay. All right.
No lessons, and it's skate at your own risk, I guess.
Fair enough. Well, that's very cool, though, that you can pick up the skates and rent them. And it's a lot of work to keep that, as you mentioned, not only skateable, but we've had a little snow in the past couple
of
days.
Snow,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, to keep it cleared off and that, add that to everything. Shout out to your whole staff at the town of Apton to keep it going.
Yeah, they're doing a great job at that, and even attempting just to manage the snow that we've got in the last week, and it's just going to keep coming.
Right.
It's that time of year. We're all sick of it, but it's just how it is.
Violet Sanderson with the town of Apton with us live in studio this morning. Anything else you wanted to mention today?
So along with the ice skating rink, we still do have our cross-country trail out at the golf course, so we encourage anybody to take advantage of that. That's groomed pretty regularly, so it's nice. My family, we go out and we take advantage of that. We love it. And then also, just on a high note, our website is finally up and running, so if anybody's interested in checking that out or paying their bill online without going directly to Express Bill Pay, they can visit us at aptonwyoming.gov. So any information you need in regards to being a resident as far as zoning or building applications, or if you're a business and you're interested in what you need for business license and or your commercial building permit, that's all on there and available. We've got some of our events on there. And then any of the contact information in regards to getting a hold of us just at town hall or our events coordinator, our director of our rec department, all that's on there.
Well, so. I just hopped on right now and I'm impressed. This is slick. This looks really good. I think it's a huge improvement for the town.
So it was a lot of work, and it took me a lot longer than I thought it would. So it's kind of sad that it took us as long as it did, but and we've got our little link on there to our town council members with a little bio about them, and I enjoy that section because it gives people a face to the name because it's got their pictures on there. So if you're walking around town, you might recognize one of them or know learn who they are if you don't already know. Excellent. Then we do also have the link to our website that was done by the Wyoming Tourism Board, or the Apton Tourism Board, sorry about that, the Visit Apton website. Mm-hmm. So, which there might be some updates done to that as well, but
excellent.
We've got a link on there to our golf course and all that stuff. So
yeah, I think it looks slick. Speaking of golf course, the town was promoting season passes. Are those still discounted for a short time?
So they are still discounted. They are discounted until January 31st. So it's $275 for a season pass for adults and $100 for juniors. So anybody under the age of 17 can get a season pass for $100. And the rates on those will go up as of February 1st. So
I
encourage everybody to come and take an advantage of that. If you're holding your cash from Christmas, you're a golfer, come in and buy your pass. And the only other thing I want to touch on, and it's not as fun as all these other fun things we've been talking about, is just reminding people of our code section. It's Section 6314, and it just states that no person shall place snow or ice from private driveways on the maintained portions of the municipal streets, roads, parking lots, or alleys. So we do have a few residents, and probably just because there's a lack of education that, you know, they go to plow out their driveway and they just either push the snow across into our right-of-way or just moving it out into the street. And we do, you know, have a code that states you have to maintain and retain all snow and drainage on your own property. So if anybody has questions in regards to that, give us a call at 307-885-9831.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you, Violet. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Duke.
Violet Sanderson, administrator with the Town of Afton, joining us in studio this morning with the SVI Radio Network.